I forgot to tell you, and Father Wilson also forgot to tell you. In Haiti, masses are 3 hours. And when it's a bishop's mass, or celebrated by a bishop, because it's not the bishop's mass, it's celebrated by the bishop, at the main celebrant, it's 5 hours. So relax. I will not do that to you. Because the first mass I celebrated in English, and I had a long sermon. And halfway through, I heard, so I kept going. And I heard, that's when it was time to cut the sermon. And people began to leave the church. You know why? Because French, and of course we have the French tradition, French is very diplomatic, talks a lot, and not practical. English talk less and practical. And this is why people ask why Haiti is the way it is, because we are not British subjects. A lot of ideas, but not practical things. Smile. I'm saying something good about your culture. Now, we are celebrating Epiphany. They call it Three Kings. Oh, by the way, today I'm going to open my gifts because I don't think it's supposed to be during Christmas. It makes more sense in Epiphany. Remember the treasure, the gifts that was given to Jesus. And I'm even thinking about putting back, I have to talk to the other bishops in the province, to put Epiphany back on the day it's supposed to be, on the 6th. Thinking about it, huh? Don't say the bishop said. He's going to change it. I'm thinking. And someone says, stop thinking out loud. But let's, in order to get the gist, the beauty of the gospel, before we go to it with faith, sometimes it's good to go with the human mind and then to get the divine out of the word. Someone said, maybe the kings were not kings. If they were kings, why did they go by themselves? Kings always have people with them. Not important. But the goodness, the profound message, you could imagine. Let's put ourselves in Herod's place. I'm the king, and I know all kings are in Jerusalem. And that's where the power is, in Jerusalem. And that's where they killed all the prophets, in Jerusalem. And I have the power, and all of a sudden, I hear that there is another king from Bethlehem, a place that nothing good would come from Bethlehem. And I heard that place, that people who have no dignity or tradition, that's where a king is going to be born. The first thing that is threatened is my power. Financial, political, even religious power. So when we are threatened, what do? We can be patient and ask God, God, I would love to have this, but it's not yet. I'm patient and work for it. Or I can be violent and begin to criticize the other person because he has or she has, I don't. Or we begin to gather people to go against that person. because we are envious of that person. And that's what happened with Herod. So what did Herod do? He was against one of the Ten Commandments. He began to kill children, newborn. So whenever we are in our world, killing unborns or killing people because we want to hold power, and I don't want to be political, but just think now, somewhere in the world, where someone thinks that I should have power, it doesn't matter, I have to kill everybody. And not only people who are, but also in the family, among ourselves, in our community. What we are able to do in order to crunch on others, we call it power or gifts. And I wonder, put your place in Mary's situation. St. Mary's, Mary, the mother of Jesus, that a lot of children have been killed because of my child. The guilt feeling of Mary. Others have been sacrificed because of my son. And also the feeling, any mother would know, they are killing others. When are they going to get to my Jesus? The feeling of fear that they're going to destroy my son. And all those who are following Herod's order to do that without questioning what they were doing. Now let me make it divine. The child, Jesus, was in a manger. He was not in a palace. That's what God is able to do. And also, the three kings, they were bringing what? I'm going down because I see some people are sleeping. You know what I usually do? I'm not going to do it here. I would ask you to get up and sit down. Now, what is the first, why three kings? Why? Universality. This king is not what they were expecting. Like in the first reading, the prophet Isaiah, the Jews were expecting a king. But this king is not only for the Jews, it's for all of us. Amen. I'm not Protestant because the church is over there, the Protestant. But he said, amen. That's when we are in agreement. Yes. So what is the first gift? Gold. What gold? Because that's a sign of the kingship of Jesus. Gold. What is the second? Why? Because as we were doing, the incense, the smoke that was up, that's our prayer going up to God. And that this that we want to adore, they wanted to adore, is divine, the divinity of Christ. This is what it means. And the last one, that's what they used to do to protect, conserve the body of a dying person. That means this king was going to die for us. So it make it universal. The church is universal. This is why we are not only citizens of one country, but we are daughters and sons of Jesus because of his death and resurrection. That's what we are celebrating today. And I'm going to call the young people because Benedict the 16th emeritus who died used to say, the church is alive. The church will still be beyond us, not because of the intellectual, the intellectuals, he was very intelligent, but he said because of the people in the pews who are very devoted to God. And I will say the same thing. We hope that the church will continue, not only because of us, our devotion, because the young people will be devoted in the pews. And you know how many I want? 100,000 young people in church. Amen? So this is why I usually give a message to them, because when they come, we speak only adult language, not their level. So I'm calling now all the children, first of all, from 8 to 12. Come up. You know, they are very slow because they use their fingers more than their feet. From 8 to 12, come up and go this way. While we want all those 13 to 18 on my right hand, 13 to 18. 13 to 18, they are slower because they use more their fingers. Look at the altar. Don't look at these people. Don't look at them. They will turn around. Look at Jesus. Don't look at them. Good. 13 to 18, they are slower. And they have more, they feel shy. Good. So in 5 years, I hope to have more, because when I'm in a Spanish-speaking community, I call children, I have about 100 coming. Because you're not having enough children. Please, those who can have, you should have at least how many? 7. You know why she says 7? Because she's not going to have any more. If you have 1, it's to kill your race. If you have 2, it's for them to fight. If you have 3, it's to maintain your race. If you have 4, it's because you love your race. If you have 5, 7, 8, you are in love with your race. Think about it. How many children are you going to have? You want to become a priest, right? If you have children, how many you want to have? As many as possible. That's good. That's going to be 10, 12. Okay. Now, we are celebrating the Epiphany. That means God is with us. Right? And there were 3 kings. The first one, what did the first one bring to Jesus? Gold. The second? The third, myrrh. That's good. What are you going to bring to Jesus this week? Don't tell me. Think about it. You have to give Jesus something, the most important thing for you. Okay? Okay? So would you give Jesus your phone? What? Sure, if I can find it. All right? Take your phone away for 1 hour and give your time to Jesus. Okay? All right? If you don't have a phone, right? When you finish helping mom and dad with the dishes, you give God 1 hour during the week instead of your games. And that's for all of us. What was the king's follow? They were following what? The king. The star. What does it mean? Where Jesus is, and where Jesus is, there is light. Go ahead. Where Jesus is? There is light. Go ahead. There is? There is? When Jesus is in a place there is light. And if you have light, you can see. Very good. And when Herod wanted to adore Jesus, was it real or was it fake? Fake. You said it. You're very smart. You know that. She said, I know. I know I'm smart. You know the story. Very good. So therefore, he did not want to adore Jesus. He was faking it. And what did the king do? What did the kings do? What did they do? They go another way. Say it with me. They went another way. So whenever someone is trying to trick you in not following Jesus, what do you have to do? Go another way, which is not their way. And always the way of light, which is the Bible and the Eucharist. Yes? So whenever someone is trying to trick you, say that God doesn't exist, what are you going to do? Go another way. And you will go what way? Jesus' way with what? The Bible and the Eucharist. Thank you. You can go. I believe in one God, the Father and the Son.